Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker says crews need to check more than 8,000 buildings in the Merrimack Valley to ensure their safety after a series of natural gas explosions and fires yesterday. Those blasts killed one person and injured at least two dozen others. Thousands of people in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence have been evacuated, and those people may not be able to return home until at least tonight. Several shelters have been set up, and for the latest on the situation in those shelters, we're joined now by Jeff Hall, spokesman for the American Red Cross of Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff, and thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let me start with this. How many people are in shelters this morning?
I'm still trying to get a good total on a couple other of our shelters, but we in Lawrence alone, we have almost 250. Those are folks that didn't have a place to stay last night due to power outages or evacuations. So we were happy to help those folks, and just waiting to hear from city officials and utility officials about where what's in store for us today.
What's the scene there? What does it look like in the shelter where you are?
It was a very good night. So, you know, these folks are in a very tough spot. They certainly didn't start their day thinking they were going to be sleeping in a middle school gymnasium, but it went very well. People were very cooperative. We had a lot of help from the community dropping off supplies like diapers and formula, and people really pitching in to help one another.
You mentioned this just a moment ago. People were essentially ordered out of their homes with almost no notice. What kind of condition did they show up in?
Well, people generally should. The adults showed up pretty well clothed and shooed, but a lot of people just grabbed their children and evacuated out of their homes pretty quickly. So we had we had to make do and be creative on how we help the kids, have a good time and keep them occupied in the shelters. But like I said, the strength of the community here in Lawrence is pretty amazing and couldn't be happier.
Is there a shelter policy around pets?
There is. We actually had one dog in a shelter up here in Lawrence. We understand that pets are definitely part of a family, and we try to make every effort we can to keep them with them. The Lawrence ASPCA did great with us, and they were actually placing pets in foster care while people were in shelters if we couldn't take them.
We mentioned earlier it could be tonight or tomorrow before people can return back to their homes. How long do you expect this Red Cross response to last? How long are people going to need assistance?
Well, the folks that are out of their homes, we're not really sure. You know, that really depends on what the utility company tells us. But the folks that, there's some 70 homes that were affected by fire, those folks are definitely probably not going back to their homes. So we'll sit down with them and get them connected with local and state resources so that they can start to rebuild their lives. They've essentially lost everything from what we saw in the news with those fires burning.
Jeff, I know a lot of people want to help in a situation like this. How can they do that?
Well, as the relief efforts keep continuing, we have supplies and we have supplies for the folks to be able to spend the night in these evacuation centers. If people feel compelled to make a financial donation, they can do that at redcross.org. If the people that are in these evacuation centers, the Red Cross volunteers are in the local community, and if people feel compelled to help their neighbors, we can certainly always use more volunteers pitching in and keeping our communities resilient to disasters like this.
That's Jeff Hall, spokesman for the American Red Cross. Jeff, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you.